Social Security Administration publication. Apply online for disability benefits. The most convenient way to apply for disability. Publication number 05-10550. March 2023. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. Introduction. Why should I apply online for Social Security benefits? Applying online for disability benefits offers several advantages. You can start your disability claim immediately. There is no need to wait for an appointment. You can apply from the convenience of your home or on any computer. You can avoid trips to a Social Security office, saving you time and money. Adults with a disability who have limited income and resources may qualify for payments from the Supplemental Security Income (SSI) program. When filing for disability insurance benefits online, you can file for SSI at the same time if you are between the ages of 18 and 65, have never been married, are a U.S. citizen residing in one of the 50 states, District of Columbia, or the Northern Mariana Islands, haven't applied for or received SSI payments in the past. Note, people who live in American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands cannot receive SSI. Once you finish the online application, a Social Security representative will contact you for any additional information needed to process your application. How do I apply online? Follow these simple steps. Step 1. Go to www.ssa.gov/benefits/disability and select Apply for Disability. You will be asked to create or sign into your personal My Social Security account to continue. If you are unable to create a personal My Social Security account, you can continue your application online. We will contact you when we receive and review your application. Step 2. Fill out the disability benefit application. Step 3. Answer the disability questions. Step 4. Mail or take the documents we ask for to your Social Security office. Is the process easy to follow? Yes. We ask only the questions that pertain to your situation, and we provide links to more information. Also, there are examples to guide you. You can print or save a copy of the information you enter. What information should I gather before I get started? For the online adult disability benefit application, you should have your Social Security number. If you were born outside the United States or its territories, the name of your birth country at the time of your birth, the country may have a different name now. Your permanent resident card number, if you are not a U.S. citizen. If you were in the military service, the type of duty and branch, and also your service period. Your W-2 form from last year, or if you were self-employed, your federal income tax return, IRS 1040, and Schedules C and SE. Your direct deposit routing and account numbers. You can find these numbers on a check, or you can ask your financial institution to have your monthly benefits deposited automatically. Information about any workers' compensation claim you have filed, including date of injury, claim number, and proof of any payments made to you. The name, address, and phone number of someone who knows about your condition and can help with your claim. Information about your illnesses, injuries and conditions, including dates of treatment and patient ID numbers. The names, addresses, and phone numbers of the medical providers who treated you. Names and dates of medical tests you have had and who requested the tests. Names of medications you are taking and who prescribed them. Medical records that you already have. A list of up to 5 jobs and dates you worked during the last 15 years. Do I have to finish all the questions in one session? No. If you need more time, you can save the information you entered and stop once you pass the re-entry number screen. If you started your claim by signing into your personal My Social Security account, you can sign into the account again to restart your claim. If you did not sign into your personal My Social Security account to start your claim, we will give you a re-entry number that you can enter when you want to return to answer the rest of the questions. What if I can't answer everything? Even if you're unable to answer all of the disability questions, you may still submit your application to us. We will help you get the missing information. Make sure you select the Submit Now button. What happens next? We will ask you to sign a medical release form, SSA-827, that allows us to request information from your doctors. You can do this electronically as part of the online disability application, or you can print, sign, and send the form to your Social Security office. You will be able to print a cover sheet that you can use to send us the signed medical release and any medical records you already have in your possession. We will contact you if we need more information about your claim. Once we have all the information we need to make a decision about your disability claim, we will send you a letter. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online. Apply for most types of benefits. Start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card. Find publications and get answers to frequently asked questions. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative.